Here's some tea for you.
Ooh. All right, this is getting kind of juicy. AOC just revealed a behind-the-scenes beef between Marjorie Taylor Greene and Donald Trump, and AOC is kind of pouring some gas on the fire in a very, very clever way, because we've all seen Marjorie kind of campaigning over the past month or two and splitting with the Republican Party on very key high-stakes issues. I mean, this is high stakes. We are 35 days into the Trump government shutdown, and Marjorie Taylor Greene has been a leading voice in the Republican Party, but not a leading voice in favor of MAGA Mike Johnson, not a leading voice really in favor of Trump either. I mean, she's kind of soft on Trump, but she still is nuking his entire agenda and playing his hand by saying things like what she said this morning. Just to run it back and show you how high the stakes are, Speaker of the House Mike Johnson got in front of a microphone this morning on government shutdown day 35. Happy day 35 of the government shutdown to all who celebrate. Obviously, I'm just kidding. This is very high stakes. A lot of Americans are struggling due to this shutdown. Speaker of the House Mike Johnson got in front of the microphones and lied like he always does. He tries to claim that if you're struggling with healthcare or food, that you have a, quote, home in the Republican Party. Now, the funny thing is, nothing's funny about it, but the ironic thing is, Marjorie Taylor Greene legitimately debunked that the same morning, this morning, on The View. Let's start off with Mike Johnson's.
People everywhere can see clearly who's fighting and voting here every day and delivering for them.
We can.
And I'll say this clearly to every hardworking American in any place who's missed a paycheck, anyone who has been made to suffer because the services, the health services you rely upon, or the food and nutrition supplement for your family, anyone who is hurting, you have a home in the Republican Party. You have people here who are elected by their constituents to come and do their job, and they do it. They're voting to support you to...
What do you mean they do it? You guys haven't been working for almost 50 days now. The Republicans were voted in by their constituents. The Republicans are actively screwing them over. The Republicans shut down the government because they don't want to deal with healthcare. They don't want to actually help Americans. What do you mean you were voted in to do work? You're not doing that very work. But the interesting thing is, Speaker of the House Mike Johnson's entire argument, his entire argument in that clip, lies on the idea that they actually do have a plan for the American people. I mean, he specifically cites health services in that clip, right? Well, Marjorie Taylor Greene on The View this morning exposes the fact, and she said this multiple times, that Mike Johnson has zero healthcare plan, meaning Trump has zero healthcare plan. The Republicans have had multiple trifectas since Obamacare passed over a decade ago. And with those trifectas, they've done nothing. They've made zero progress whatsoever. So Marjorie Taylor Greene, when she says, for example, that Speaker of the House Mike Johnson has no health care plan, she is directly ripping apart his argument from the clip that I just played, that you have health care in the Republican Party or you can find a home in the Republican Party. No, listen to Marjorie.
Practically, I yelled at Mike Johnson last week on our GOP conference call. By the way, I'm missing the call today. It's going on right now. And I hope that Mike Johnson is finally giving a single health care policy because the country deserves it and it shouldn't be a secret. And I shouldn't have to go into a SCIF to go find our Republican health insurance plan.
Maybe
honestly,
there is no plan.
You know what? You want to know something? That, I believe, is the truth. There's a lot of ideas. There's a lot of bills. But there's no consensus.
Yeah.
And I think that's a failure. I do.
There is no leadership in the Republican Party who's trying to work on health care. Donald Trump, as a quote-unquote leader of the Republican Party, which he is, unfortunately, is focused on crazy things, is focused on other countries and whether they're our territory or not. Marjorie Taylor Greene is specifically splitting from Trump and essentially tanking their entire argument at a key moment. I'm sure everybody understands how high the stakes are with this government shutdown. Neither parties want to buckle. It's mainly the Republicans who have more weight on them because they have all the chambers and the presidency. So they should be having the government open. They should keep the government open, but neither side wants to buckle. It's high stakes. They're all sticking to their arguments. And AOC comes out and reveals why Marjorie Taylor Greene is on this revenge fest. Now, I think there's a few reasons. I'm going to play this clip, then I'm going to break down some of the more political calculation I think is happening here.
Here's some tea for you.
Ooh.
MTG, people are like, oh my God, she's saying all of these things, like, what's gotten into her lately? Oh, like she's bucking against Trump. She's bucking against the administration. Marjorie Taylor Greene wanted to run for Senate in Georgia. She wanted to run for Senate earlier this year in the state of Georgia. She wanted to be the Republican nominee for Senate. So she was gearing up for that statewide race, and Trump told her no. Trump said no. And the White House and Trump land shut down Marjorie Taylor Greene's personal ambitions to run for Senate. And she has been on a revenge tour ever since.
Now, here's the thing. Not only did AOC just spill some tea, I had heard something like this online about a month ago, but I wasn't just going to report something I saw from some staffer on Twitter that was not confirmed just because they live in DC. But AOC saying this is obviously a bit different. She is confirming that Donald Trump spiked Marjorie Taylor Greene's Senate run, and now Marjorie is on a revenge tour. But I think there are two things that she's doing. It's two-pronged. She's getting revenge by undermining Donald Trump and Mike Johnson's argument that they have a backup healthcare plan if the government just reopens, right? That is their entire thesis, that there is a backup healthcare plan. But Marjorie is also moderating in such a way that would allow her to still make the Senate run. Marjorie talks about this a lot. She won her original race without Trump's endorsement. She split with Trump, and that actually means that her district, maybe even parts of her state, are okay with her splitting from Trump. That being said, she's got a crazy history of saying crazy things about Jewish space lasers, about misunderstanding very simple concepts. So a Senate run may not be hard. And I'm not saying I'm for it. I'm actually quite against it. I think John Ossoff is a great senator. I think Warnock is a great senator. I think the people in Georgia who are senators are absolutely amazing. F Marjorie. But the point is, she is trying to moderate and open that lane for herself while also splitting from Trump. I made a video about this earlier. She's very intentionally trying to split from Trump, but I like that AOC gave us the real reason. Now, Trump could potentially not trust Marjorie in a senator position. He could think that she is a political liability, a risk. He could think that the race in and of itself would tarnish the Republican Party's image, when right now she's kind of a safe seat who can just continue to win her race over and over and over. So he probably sees the political risk in Marjorie Taylor Greene doing that. And Marjorie's mad. She's mad. So I'm going to leave it there. If you appreciate the breakdowns that we do on the Adam Mockler channel, double check to make sure you're subscribed. If you're watching this, we should potentially be live doing our election night coverage. It is November 4th. So be on the lookout for the election night live stream. I love you all, and peace out.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.